Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, heat advisories in effect. Now you're looking live into Solano County, where that's increasing the fire danger. Good afternoon to you. I'm Amanda Starn. Tina, let's bring in First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch. And Jessica, we're already seeing dangerous fire conditions as is, and add these high temperatures. It's not good.
Yeah, I mean, we are already under that heat advisory. The National Weather Service issued it for today, starting at noon, so it literally just came into effect. Current temperatures right now, well, we are above average. Livermore sitting at 90 degrees, 91 in Santa Rosa. That's toasty up there. Even in Concord, we're sitting at 87. Daytime highs today are only warming up more into the triple digits throughout certain areas, upper 90s and others. Let's start off with that heat advisory, though. In Solano County, we are dealing with significant heat for the next couple days. On the bright side, we cool down by Thursday and Friday, just in time for the holiday weekend. Another thing to mention too, that red flag warning, we're still dealing with winds pushing offshore, condensing and drying as it pushes its way in. And to add to that, relative humidity is very low. We're sitting around 8%. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. For now, I'm going to send it back over to you.
All right, we'll see you soon. On the fire watch, Contra Costa firefighters canceling all prescribed burns and firefighting training exercises while these hot temperatures hang around. Experts say these type of conditions will last well into winter. The biggest concern here is grass fires could turn to wildfires in areas with heavy brush. PG&E has started its plan to bury power lines underground. And happening today, South Bay Water officials are expected to approve mandatory conservation measures amid a deepening drought. The Santa Clara Valley Water District will vote on an ordinance with fines for excessive use. The district would hire enforcement agents to find repeat offenders who violate outdoor water use restrictions. The goal is to get to a mark of 15% less than 2019 levels. Governor Newsom says statewide water restrictions could be on the way if districts fail to cut back. New at noon, San Jose police arrest a man accused of stalking former co-workers and threatening them. Investigators say Brian Velasquez was fired from a local construction company in January. In April, that company reported Velasquez had been sending threatening emails to co-workers and posting pictures of him pointing firearms on social media. Police say he also had intimate knowledge of what co-workers were up to in their personal lives. He was booked last week. Several firearms, you see them here, were also seized. Velasquez also had hundreds of rounds of ammo, tactical body armor, and equipment to make ghost guns. He's charged with felony stalking. And in a developing story, state and local health officials are investigating a suspected case of monkeypox in Sacramento County. They say the patient recently returned from Europe and is now in isolation. That person has tested positive for a related virus. Confirmation of monkeypox is pending from the CDC. Officials are now doing contact tracing and are working to inform healthcare providers and the public about symptoms to look out for.
There can be secondary infection as well, but I think when you see the raised lesions with being flat at the top, that's one indication. The cases that have been reported have been mild, but I think the concern for us in public health is always that there might be some people that may end up with a severe disease. So we want to make sure that we prevent any additional cases.
The California Department of Public Health has a laboratory in Richmond that can analyze specimens. So far in the U.S., there is a single confirmed case of monkeypox in Massachusetts. Nurses at two San Jose hospitals are trying to call attention to what they say are unfair working conditions. This demonstration you see here happened today at Good Samaritan Hospital. A similar event is planned this afternoon at Regional Medical Center. The nurses say management is not addressing an array of problems, including chronic understaffing and high turnover. Their union is currently in contract talks with the parent company, HCA. We have reached out to Good Samaritan Hospital for a statement and are waiting to hear back. Let's look live to Chase Center now, where there is not a game, but Thrive City will soon come alive. Golden State may be getting the brooms out tonight as the Warriors look to sweep the Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals. Tip-off is at 6. The party at Thrive City gets started a little before then at 4:30. And fans have every reason to be confident. No team in NBA history has lost a 3-0 series lead. Jocelyn Moran spoke to one diehard fan who's been a season ticket holder since 2007.
I think we could compete with any team in the league, so I always feel good about those guys.
That's Jason Remolona. He's confident about the Warriors. You'll usually find him behind one of the baskets cheering them on. He's known for having his foam fist.
The energy in the arena is through the roof. You know, playoffs, it's a different animal.
The Dubs are no strangers to the playoffs, but this season is different. Fans are appreciating it more. Players have overcome injuries, and the pandemic kept fans away for a while.
We've been waiting for it since Chase opened. You know, we thought first year at Chase was going to be great because it was going to be a new arena, and we had a great team going. And after that 2019 season, things, big change, drastic change. So it's been a while.
The Warriors are up 3 games against the Dallas Mavericks, and fans are confident they'll get the job done.
Like everyone else, I'm hoping for a sweep. I don't know if that'll happen. If it doesn't, then, you know, we'll bring the energy to game 5.
Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5. Happening today, supervisors in Marin County will consider a ban on short-term rentals in coastal areas. A growing number of homes are being used as vacation rentals at popular destinations like Stinson Beach. That can make permanent housing harder to come by. Today's vote would halt new licenses for 45 days. The ban could be extended for up to 2 years. Well, efforts are underway to set up the giant pink triangle on Twin Peaks as part of the upcoming SF Pride celebrations. Today, volunteers began laying out infrastructure, including poles, cables, and straps. That gear will support a display of lights and pink streamers for the entire month of June. In past years, pink tarps have been the main daytime feature, but this year, there will be bright streamers instead in rows under the LED lights. Then the 2,700 lights will take over at night.
It's important to educate people. This is a giant in-your-face educational tool, and there is no room for subtlety on Pride weekend, that's for sure, on Pride month. So we are here to catch people's attention. We want people to look up on Twin Peaks and say, what is that? And then they'll hopefully be curious enough to look it up.
A procession and lighting ceremony is set for next Wednesday, June 1st.